Kane Peterson is a high wire walker. Kane, we thank you for your time. I was up on the roof watching you. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Were conditions okay today?
Oh, look, a little bit of wind, and you get a bit of an up breeze on the tower, which, of course, you don't know until you you're out there on the wire, but you get a bit of an up breeze, which blows you around a bit. But, no, it was pretty good. Nice views.
Yeah, no, the views are nice, but I noticed, is it one thing about high wire walking that you must look straight ahead?
Oh, no, I've got your back now. Yeah, you cut out there. Yeah.
Is it one of the things that is essential that you look straight ahead?
Well, of course you got to look where you're going, and you try and balance between looking at where your next step is and also looking at the end of the wire to know the direction you're going. Yeah.
What's your biggest enemy as a high rise walker?
I think fear and focus. So as long as I can overcome my fear and anything to do with vertigo and my focus is clear, and I'm fine.
Well, Ross was watching you. Oh, I wasn't, but he sounded as if he was a little bit worried when you had to sit down.
Oh, well, I knew I had to do it, and, you know, that's what Philippe Petit did all those years ago, over 30 years ago, and I wanted to recreate that. So, yeah, I did a sit down and lie down, and, had a bit of a chat with Channel 9 at that time.
So is that a bit of showboating that a high wire walker does? The showboating is to lie down and to sit down.
Oh, yeah, it's always a nice little gimmick you can add to your stunt.
Did your wife give birth to a child 2 weeks ago?
She did 2 weeks ago today. Yep, exactly 2 weeks ago. So she's a high wire walker as well. So
is that your first child?
It is. It is.
Boy or girl?
It was a boy.
Philippe.
No name yet.
Philippe, maybe.
Possibly.
Eureka.
Yeah, maybe Eureka.
How do you stumble onto a career as a high wire walker? I mean, turn left into accountancy and turn right into high wire walking?
Well, believe it or not, I did a communications degree at CSU in Bathurst, and we picked up a few circus tricks there. And then there's a new course that opened in Melbourne called the National Institute of Circus Arts. I jumped into that, and that's where I met Jessica. And I've been doing it ever since then, so it's about 15 years ago.
Any plans on the horizon for anything else, or is the Eureka Tower the ultimate?
Oh, well, look, this is one of the top of the tops that anyone in my profession would like to do. So it's going to be hard to top this one, but I'm always looking out for the next big thing, so we'll see what happens next.
Kane, what's the gold standard? What's the one that all high wire walkers want to do?
I think I just did it. but I think the Twin Towers, obviously, that they're no longer here. But look, I saw Nick Wallenda do Niagara Falls once, and I thought that was pretty amazing. And you know, Sydney Harbour Bridge maybe might be the next one. We'll see.
Congratulations, Kane.
Thank you so much.